Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. That's the call in line. You know, we sort of occasionally have our own staffing issues here at the show. I mean, only two hosts tonight because one person had other things to do. And ultimately, it's not that bad here. But when you look around the United States, I mean, just knowing that there are like 8.5, I don't remember the exact numbers now, but we were just talking about it, 8.5 million unemployed people.
And 11 million jobs.
Yeah, and this is, why? That doesn't make any sense. Who are these people that don't have to work, and how are they getting away with
it? Or people who say, I can't find a job.
Yeah, I don't understand, man. The economy is not in good shape. And it's not going to improve anytime soon. And as someone who works at one of these places, it's a matter of significant concern to me because it's stressful and it sucks. I mean, these jobs kind of sucked in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're fun if you like the people that you work with because that's what happens in, you know, food places. If you develop camaraderie,
they become your friend.
Yes, and you're just all around weird, especially where we work at. And that's generally the case in the food service.
Mm-hmm.
You have weird people, and you sort of create this weird family sort of thing, and that binds you together. But it still sucks as an actual job goes.
Yes.
And that's so much more the case when, you know, there's no staff to actually hang out with. But we have James from Michigan calling. He has a speculation on why this may be happening. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
So what I was considering, obviously the unemployment benefits has something to do with it, but these people have been off of work so long, I speculate that a lot of them, at least I live in a lower income area, and they worked 2 and 3 jobs before, and now they've learned to live on one. And they're kind of enjoying their life a little more and saying, maybe I didn't need that extra money or that nicer car or that nicer apartment or whatever. And not to mention they weren't paying rent for how long.
That could be the case. None of the people that I worked with really, I think I'm the only one who has 2 jobs. And one of those is Free Talk Live. So it's not like physically demanding or anything like that. But I don't think any of the people that we lost were working 2 jobs. And I was like, you know, I can cut one of these back and just not have that extra car or whatever. So I don't know how true that is. Maybe you have a good point for these rural places because I did work 2 jobs back when I lived in Mississippi where you sort of had to do that sort of thing. But here in New Hampshire, that's not really the case. I don't think too many people are working more than 1 job. But New Hampshire has always had a pretty low unemployment rate, and it still does. I think it's like 2.4% or something like that.
I have no idea.
So any other thoughts about it, James?
I know where we live, it's a higher, naturally a higher unemployment rate. But even where I work is one of the better jobs in the area, and we're maybe of our new hires, we keep 50%. So, you know, on the other side of it, that's a good paying, good benefit job, and they're still walking out.
Yeah, I've seen that where I work as well. I wish our rate was 50%, but we hire someone, they work like 2 or 3 shifts, and then they're gone. And that's because they see how hard it is because we're working with basically no staff. And they're like, no, I don't want anything to do with this. And that just worsens the problem for the staff that's there.
Well, they've been sitting on their butts for so long that they don't want to put forth the effort that is needed to keep the job.
Absolutely. James, thank you so much for the call tonight. The economy's in bad shape, as we've been talking about, and that's true for the United States as well. According to Treasury Secretary Yellen, the U.S. is on track to default on the national debt in October. And this is not new. They default on the debt regularly. I don't even know why this is worth talking about.
What do you mean default? They don't make the payment, so they don't pay what they're supposed to?
I don't know the specifics
of
what happens when the U.S. government defaults on the debt.
Okay.
I know they usually just raise the debt ceiling. But maybe this article gets into it. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen on Wednesday warned congressional leaders that the U.S. is on track to default on the national debt in October if the White House and Congress are unable to raise the debt limit. So they're going to default and not be able to debt that they have if they're not allowed to take on more debt.
That makes a lot of sense.
It's obviously not a sustainable system, right? The only way you can pay the debt that you have, let's say you have $1,000 in debt. The only way you can pay that is to borrow $1,200. Then you're $1,200 in debt.
But you know what? You're going to pay that $1,000, and then you're going to be in debt to someone else.
Yeah, and that's because of interest, right? As long as there's interest in the system, the national debt can never be paid off.
Nope.
In a Wednesday letter, Yellen said that the Treasury Department would likely run out of cash and exhaust, quote, extraordinary measures to keep the federal government within its legal borrowing limit at some point next month. Once all available measures and cash on hand are fully exhausted, the United States of America would be unable to meet its obligations for the first time in our history. That's certifiably untrue. I do know that the U.S. has defaulted on the national debt on at least two occasions within the last several decades. I don't remember what the outcome of that was. I think they just raised the debt limit.
Or they printed more money.
Well, that's what it means when they default.
Which means they don't have enough money that they've printed?
What's
the question?
The U.S. government technically doesn't print the money. The Fed does.
Right.
And then they borrow it from the Fed.
Okay.
So the Fed can print the money, sure, but if the U.S. government's debt limit doesn't get raised, then the U.S. government can't borrow that money from the Fed.
I understand.
Given this uncertainty, the Treasury Department is not able to provide a specific estimate of how long the extraordinary measures will last. However, based on our best and most recent information, the most likely outcome is that cash and extraordinary measures, she keeps using those terms. I'm curious to know what she means by extraordinary measures, will be exhausted during the month of October. The Treasury Department has taken so-called extraordinary measures.
It just sounds important.
They do make it sound important. To prevent the U.S. from defaulting on the national debt since the federal debt limit was reimposed on August the 1st. I didn't even know it was ever, not imposed.
I didn't either.
So there was a time there where the U.S. government could just borrow literally as much money as it wanted. I don't even know why they're playing this charade with the federal debt. Every time they do this where they're like, we're going to default if we don't raise the debt ceiling. Why even have the debt ceiling
just,
at this point?
Yes, they just say, let's raise it.
Yeah, just
how
get
much
rid
do
of
we
it.
Need?
If the Treasury Department runs out of ways to stave off a default without borrowing more money, it's so stupid. Why are people allowing the system? Get the hell out of it. Opt out of this insanity with Bitcoin or any other cryptocurrency or gold or silver or anything but more U.S. dollars, because that's what they're saying here. We're not going to be able to pay off the money that we owe if we're not allowed to borrow more money.
It's going to take extraordinary measures.
Imagine living your life like that, where you have this massive, let's say you're at $200,000 in debt,
mm-hmm.
and you have no way of paying that off because you have no income, because the government has no source of income. And the only way you can pay it off is to borrow $220,000. Then you've got $20,000 to pay with, play with or whatever. But sure, you have to pay that back, that $220,000 eventually. And you have to do it with interest. So you're probably going to be closer to $350,000 that you have
yes.
to pay back. And how are you going to pay back that $350,000 when you've used $200,000 of that to pay off the debt that you already had? Well, the only solution is to borrow $500,000.
And somebody will give you that money.
Yes. And eventually, you end up with a $23 trillion debt that you can't pay, and you're going, the only way we can pay this $23 trillion is to borrow $24 trillion. And the whole time, every single dollar that you have becomes worth less and less money for basic, obvious reasons. If you have only one of a thing in existence, then its value can't even be calculated. However, if you have two of those things, it probably has a very, extremely high value, but very low. But like sands on the beach, no one's going to pay a dollar for a grain of sand because
no.
there are just so many of them.
Yep.
They're basically infinite. The more of a thing there are, the less valuable that thing is. So the more dollars there are, the less value your dollar
but
has.
People don't understand that. They have no idea that the dollar doesn't buy what it bought a year ago.
No, I was talking with someone at work about this recently, and I had them pull up the graph showing them that in 1913, $20 would bought you $1 would buy you what $20 bought today.
Right. I remember whenever gas was like 97 cents a gallon, or you could get three candy bars for a dollar.
Yeah, and it's not just that, you get fewer numbers of candy bars these days, or fewer numbers of drinks, is that the drinks and candy bars themselves have also gotten
smaller.
They
have, yes. The mini cans, have you seen those?
Yes. And that's the price of what you would have paid for a 12-ounce can,
yes,
5 years ago. And people aren't noticing this.
They don't get it.
603-283-6160. There is more coming up about the national debt. It's Free Talk Live.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
BlueStar Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
BlueStar soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. BlueStar worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the BlueStar in the first aid section. Feel BlueStar work fast or your money back.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Swimming in mass massive amounts of debt, and I think the only way out of this solution is for me to take on more debt so that I can pay the debt that I already have, and then, of course, a few years from now, deal with the problem of having even more debt and having no way of dealing with that than taking out even more debt.
You know what? This sounds oddly familiar.
It sounds like the U.S. government. I personally, actually, have zero debt, and that's the way I like to get. Actually, I do have a debt. I do have a car note, but that's literally just to build a credit history, right?
Yeah.
If I wanted to, I could easily pay the thing off because it's only like $800 owed on it or something like that. And it's like, yeah, but it's building my credit, and that's worth it to me. But the United States government is losing credit. They were degraded from AAA to AA a number of years ago, I think, by Moody. And this was the last time this nonsense, or it wasn't the last time. It was the first time I remember this nonsense happening. I think it was around 2011 or 2010. But it happens regularly, where the U.S. government is like, oh no, we have too much debt. We can't pay it off. The only thing we can do is borrow more money. And it seems obvious to any thinking, rational adult that if you have too much debt, the solution to that is to pay it off and not take on more debt.
But there's some schmuck that's going to give them more money.
There is, and that schmuck is the Federal Reserve Bank.
Yes.
Waiting until the last minute to suspend or increase the debt limit can cause serious harm to business and consumer confidence, raise short-term borrowing costs for taxpayers, and negatively impact the credit rating of the United States, Yellen wrote. At a time when American families, communities, and businesses are still suffering from the effects of the government lockdowns, it would be particularly irresponsible to put the full faith and credit of the United States at risk. Now, to be fair, she said from the effects of the ongoing global pandemic, but I decided while reading that I'm going to auto-correct them every time I see someone blaming the economic crisis on the global pandemic. No, it was a result of government lockdowns that caused this. And even if there were people who would have, you know, quit their jobs and stayed home as a result of COVID-19, one, more than 50% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck, so yep, could not have done that. Most of them already have too much debt. They learned that from the U.S. government, by the way. But so even if they were that afraid, they wouldn't have been able to stay home. However, if the media and governments hadn't conspired together to constantly hammer fear into people's lives through the television, that's the reason we're so different here at Free Talk Live. I don't think any of us watch television.
I don't even have a TV in my house.
I have a television, but I don't use it to watch television. I use it, it's a smart television, so I use it to watch like YouTube and crap like that. Yep. That isn't filled with advertisements from Nike about how we're going to get through this. We're all in this together.
Just do it.
Yeah, just do it. Just get the vaccine. We're not being bombarded with that nonsense constantly, so the fear doesn't affect us.
No.
But most people, I think the average American spends 40 hours per week watching television.
That's a lot of time.
It's 35 hours per week, actually. For children, it's 40 hours per week. So your average child spends a full-time job watching television each week.
Now, I can tell you that my middle child, spent probably more hours than that playing games until he started school. Like, but it's not school, but it's like a homeschool.
Well, games aren't hammering fear into you either. There aren't any commercial breaks or anything like that. And I grew up playing games, and it worked out.
You turned out great,
fine,
yeah,
for me. So, I mean, there's a lot of people like, oh, you shouldn't let your kids play games. Well, okay, but you're letting your kid watch television for 5 hours a day, so I don't know that, but I was also going outside and skateboarding and playing in the woods and stuff like that, and I'm sure your kids are as well.
Sometimes. My little one does. My middle one, not so much anymore.
So, I mean, there's no one-size-fits-all solution, but sure, video games still not filled with that level of fear-mongering.
No.
And the one time in the last several years that I turned on the television and actually watched what was on, both of those times were at Rogers Campground in New Hampshire. Actually, there was only the one instance. This last year, I just watched YouTube on my laptop to fall asleep because I don't want to listen to the fear-mongering. And the very first thing I noticed was the fear-mongering in the commercials. Car commercials, shoe commercials, wedding dress commercials, every single one of them made mention of COVID-19 and how we're all in this together and you got to wear a mask and all of this other nonsense. It's no wonder people who watch television are afraid.
They are really afraid, especially if they watch the local news.
Yeah.
It's even worse on that.
Or CNN is even worse.
Yeah.
I mean, our local news is like, oh, God, we had two people die of COVID-19. I saw that in the Sentinel today, and I was just like, okay. I mean, that sucks. Two people died. Don't get me wrong. But really? We're doing all of this fear-mongering over a virus that has killed two people?
And they don't tell you what the pre-existing conditions or the conditions of those people were.
Yes.
I mean, those people could be obese. They could have heart problems. They could have, you know, all kinds of underlying issues.
Chances are they were certainly not young and healthy.
No, absolutely not.
But it doesn't matter. People see that and like, oh, God, two more people dead. I mean, the total number of people who have died from COVID-19 here in Cheshire County, at this point, I think it may be like 20.
I have no idea.
And this is a pandemic that's been going on for supposedly 18, 19 months, and it's supposedly this super deadly virus.
And I'm happy that I don't know because I don't follow it. I'm not afraid.
Yep. And it doesn't matter what you're watching. The commercials are filled with this nonsense. And if you're watching news, God help you, because the ticker that resulted from 9/11, the little scrolling text down at the bottom, when too much was happening for them to dedicate 5 minutes of the news channel to talk about, they invented the ticker. And it created this sense of urgency, this sense of panic in people, and it never went away.
No.
And now it's constantly just filled with COVID case reports and death reports and all of this other. It's just fear-mongering. So it's not the global pandemic didn't do any of this. Governments did. And if there hadn't been the fear-mongering surrounding COVID-19, the vast majority of us would not even know there was a pandemic.
Exactly.
I wouldn't have any idea that there was a global pandemic if I wasn't hearing about it from the media.
My family mentions it to me, and I'm like, no, we're good. Nothing's going on.
Yeah, I don't know what you people are talking about.
Right.
Sure, I got sick at some point earlier this year, and I lost my sense of smell or taste, and that would include me in that something weird was going on, but then it came back, you know, and I was fine 24 hours later, other than the lack of sense of smell or taste, which stayed for like 7 weeks and was extremely annoying. I probably would have gone to a doctor if I hadn't known about COVID. I'm like, dude, I literally cannot smell or taste anything. It's not like I can barely taste it. It's complete and total. So I probably would have gone to the doctor over that. But as far as being aware of a pandemic, it's just, I don't see it. We fully expect Congress to act promptly to suspend the debt limit and protect the full faith and credit of the United States. And we expect them to do that in a not bipartisan way, just as they did 3 times during the prior administration. So apparently this happened where they raised the debt limit 3 times during the Trump administration, and at least twice during the Obama administration, and probably during the Bush administration as well. And now they just want to suspend the debt limit, which I think is probably the way to go. Stop increasing the debt ceiling. Just get rid of the debt limit. Stop pretending like you're limited in what you can spend. Stop pretending, please. Republicans are refusing to raise the debt ceiling, though, unless there are spending cuts and debt reduction programs attached. They're insignificant. It won't happen. What are your thoughts? Should they raise the debt ceiling? 603-283-6160.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration is taking major aim at meatpackers, saying they're squeezing consumers and farmers while recording record profits.
About half of the overall increase in grocery prices can be attributed to a significant increase in prices in 3 products, in beef, in pork, and in poultry.
White House economist Brian Deese speaking on Wednesday at the White House. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack also saying federal regulations on meat production must be tightened. The Senate's top Democrat says it's full speed ahead on President Biden's massive spending plan. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer brushing off a recent remark by West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin that their party should hit pause on the $3.5 trillion spending plan. This is USA Radio News. Dr. Fauci is under fire after 900 pages of documents are obtained by The Intercept. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
Dr. Anthony Fauci is being accused of lying after newly released documents by The Intercept appear to contradict his claims that the National Institute of Health did not fund a gain-of-function research at China's Wuhan lab. Arkansas Senator Republican Tom Cotton on Fox News says Fauci needs to be held accountable for his lies to the American people.
One of the biggest scandals in Washington in modern time. It funded a laboratory that in all likelihood is the source of this once-in-a-century pandemic that has upended so many of our lives, where the lady in charge is nicknamed the Bat Lady. Yet he always insisted, couldn't be possible. Well, now we know it was to cover his own tracks. It was to conceal what he had done with your tax dollars in incredibly reckless research.
President Biden welcoming labor leaders to the White House on Wednesday. USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Appreciate what we do. Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, and we were the first major radio show to tell the world about Bitcoin. Did you end up buying any back then? Well, now it's 10 years later, and a new generation of crypto is hoping to change the world again. If you listened last year, you heard us talking about Intercoin. It's a new cryptocurrency to help unite local communities and businesses, make their community stronger without having to rely on the state. Intercoin team members already built apps that have now reached 9 million users in dozens of countries around the world. Intercoin is launching worldwide. Anywhere you live, this is your chance to buy it using your favorite Ethereum wallet by going to exchanges like Uniswap. Using Intercoin, you can even launch your own cryptocurrency for your own members and customers under your own brand. If you want to learn more, just go to intercoin.org and follow the steps there to get some Intercoin for yourself. You can be part of the next generation of cryptocurrency, an ever-changing world. Head over to intercoin.org, that's intercoin.org, and let's go to the phones. We have Jill calling from Virginia. Jill, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, the thing is, I'm thinking that one way they could get the people out of Afghanistan, even if they're trapped in the airport, is to send in helicopters. They can go up and down, and they can hover in one space. Of course, they won't hold as many people, but they're smaller. They could send in more helicopters than planes, and that would be one way to get them out.
Is the Taliban going? Would the Taliban allow the U.S. government to do that, or would they?
They'd have to send in a bunch of soldiers and Marines there to fight with them if they tried to interfere.
Yeah, see, I don't think that's a very good solution. That's just reigniting the war in Afghanistan, isn't it?
That would be a way to loyal to our people and the people who helped us and do and at least save them.
Well, I would agree that the U.S. government should have been loyal to people, it was sworn to be loyal to, and to people who helped them. But I don't want to see the war in Afghanistan reignited. And realistically, the fall of the Afghan government, as the United States had set it up, was inevitable as soon as the United States declared that it was going to complete its withdrawal. We all knew the Taliban was going to return. I don't know why anyone who was at risk of being hunted by the Taliban chose to remain behind.
They shouldn't have taken the military out first.
Why? It was 20 years and absolutely nothing had been accomplished.
They could have gotten the civilian people in there out and then had the military pull out.
Well, the civilian people had plenty of time to get out. They just didn't. I mean, they've been talking about this, I think it was in December of last year that Trump said he was going to withdraw all the troops from Afghanistan. Well, we knew the Taliban was going to return because the Taliban was never wiped out. They were just biding their time for the U.S. government to get out of their way. So they had the better part of 8 months in which to get out.
But the Afghans who helped us, they wouldn't have been able to get out, I believe, unless we helped them. And also our people, the ones that were taking care of things over there.
Well, the Afghan interpreters and stuff like that who helped out the U.S. government, they may or may not have been able to get a passport to leave the United States, but that's all the more reason to get rid of the immigration policies that are in place and to just let people come here if they want. It's probably very true that a lot of those people were not allowed whatever documentation they need, green cards or whatever, to gain access to the United States. But if we didn't have those systems in place and they could have just jumped on a plane and headed over here for the cost of a plane ticket, then a lot more people would have gotten out.
Well, you have to check people. That's what I think.
Why?
Good night.
The average. Well, thank you so much for the call tonight, Jill. I wish you would have hung on there for another minute because I'm curious.
I am oblivious as to what's going on. Can you fill me in real quick?
Well, the U.S. military finally withdrew completely from Afghanistan.
I knew that.
And the Taliban took over.
Okay.
As people expected. Now China is actually has military in one of the airports. I don't know exactly which one, or one of the air bases or whatever. I have an article about that somewhere on this 40,000 Chrome tabs that are open. But a lot of people who helped out the U.S. military and the U.S. government in general, interpreters, allies of the U.S. government, were left behind in Afghanistan.
Okay.
And now the Taliban, you know, is angry at those people.
Are they stuck in an airport?
They are stuck in Afghanistan.
Okay.
And the Taliban controls the airport.
Okay.
So they're not allowed to leave, presumably. I think the airport has actually been, like, destroyed to some degree or something like that. I don't know exactly what's been going on. I just know that some people remain stranded in Afghanistan who were loyal to the U.S. government and to the U.S. military.
And they are Afghanistan citizens? Like they are American citizens? Or
according to Jill and some other people, some of them are Americans. I don't know why any Americans would have gotten trapped there. It seemed to me like the Americans would have been the first to have gotten out.
Especially if they knew this was coming.
Yeah, and it was obvious this was coming because anyone who has followed Afghanistan over the last 20 years knew that the Taliban wasn't wiped out.
Right, and I know that they didn't just automatically one day say, oh, all the military, let's go. Everybody pick up your stuff. Let's leave. It had to be gradual.
No, it really wasn't, though. It was a panicked, hasty departure.
They
left something like 27,000 guns and all sorts of Humvees and helicopters and stuff behind. I mean,
wow.
It looked like the U.S. left in a panic.
Why do you think that was?
Because they were panicking. They made it clear that they were going to withdraw. They reduced the troop numbers, and the Taliban was just taking over more and more cities. And
so I just wanted to get the heck out of Dodge before anybody got killed.
That seems to be the case.
Okay.
And as a result of that hasty departure, like, I made the joke at the time, like, how do you give weapons, massive amounts of weapons, to the Taliban right after September 11, 2001? The solution is a 20-year war. You don't sell it to them directly. You just invade them, and you accomplish nothing for 20 years, And then you leave, and you leave all of those cool toys behind. So not only was the war in Afghanistan tremendously unsuccessful for accomplishing nothing. Sure, there was a brief 20-year period where, you know, women were allowed to go to school and things like that. By the way, they're still being allowed to go to school and attend universities. There's a curtain separating them from the men, which, you know, that's pretty screwed up. But it's less screwed up than the old Taliban, which didn't allow women to have jobs or go to school in the first place. So the Taliban has gotten a little bit better. I'm not under their oppressive thumb, so I can say that. But for the women in Afghanistan, I have no doubt that it still sucks.
Do the community still function as normal? Are schools still in session? Or is everybody on lockdown and hiding?
The transition of power from the Afghan government that was allied to the U.S. to the Taliban was relatively orderly, at least in Kabul, which is the capital of Afghanistan.
Okay.
There was no fighting there. The U.S. government had gone. They still had military at the airports or whatever while people were still evacuating. But the Afghan government didn't do anything. It stood down and it surrendered power. So it was peaceful there. There was fighting in other cities. But anyone who's been watching the training of the Afghan soldiers over the last 20 years knew that this was going to happen. Just look it up sometime. Afghan soldiers doing jumping jacks. It's a disgrace. They were not trained very well. But
okay.
Then you look at the Taliban, you see people who appear to be extremely well trained. It's like you're putting these two forces against each other. One obvious thing is going to happen. And the Taliban, the previous government in Afghanistan, is once again the only government in Afghanistan. So 20 years of war to replace the Taliban with more Taliban, with a better armed Taliban, because now they have modern U.S. military equipment. That was the grand result of this. It should have never happened in the first place. And none of these people should have ever been stranded in the first place, but a large part of that is because of not being able to get green cards and immigration passports and whatever other nonsense people need in order to come to the United States. You got to jump through all of these hoops, and it costs you $6,000, $8,000, $10,000, $12,000,
right.
And a lot of these people just didn't have
no.
that. But on the other hand, they probably could have come up with $800 or $900, especially when airline industries are suffering as they are, to just grab a plane ticket to the U.S. And once they're here, hey, you're here. No more nonsense necessary. Immigration policy is the real cause of this tragedy. 603-283-6160.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. And if you value our show and what we're doing, you might consider joining the AMP program. You can find out more about it at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. $5 per month is all it takes to join, and it's used solely to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. I want to say thank you to Jesse Cruz, who is tonight's amplifier, and to Keenan, who was last night's amplifier, but no one had access to that information because I had not created it yet because I was busy doing other stuff, unfortunately. So Jesse Cruz and Keenan, thank you so much for your contributions. We hope you continue amplifying the show. Look into it. It comes with a number of cool perks, like an AMP-only Facebook group, and they created an AMP-only chat room on the Matrix server. But really, if you join, it should be because you value Free Talk Live and you want to help us reach a larger audience, because that's what the money is used for. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Speaking of what we do here on the show, let's keep going to the phones. We got Major Payne calling from Michigan. Major Payne, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, Gary.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I've been listening to your role, so I've decided to change the subject of my conversation here.
Okay.
And I'm going to go to Afghanistan.
Good luck. I hear it kind of sucks there right now.
Well, you guys are way misinformed about what's going on here. Trump had a deal cut with the Taliban over there. There was not one serviceman that was killed in the last 18 months of his tenure as president. And then when
I said there was fighting, I should have been clearer. I think it was the fighting was between the Afghan military and the Taliban, not the U.S. military.
Yeah. But the thing is when Joe Biden got into the presidency, he decided he was going to dump and chump Trump. Everything he had done, he was going to try to undermine. And so what we had already had two giant military bases built there with massive airports, defensible positions, and Biden gave them both up along with all the military apparatus that went along with them and decided he was going to try to evacuate everybody from a civilian airport in the middle of the capital city. Okay, now these people that are stranded are in the last refuge airport up in the north where the holdouts were that the Taliban just defeated here in the last couple of days. We gave it up. We put them on a spit and poured barbecue sauce on them. This is horrible.
I didn't give up anything, and I have no responsibility for what the U.S. military and U.S. government has done in Afghanistan.
As far as the military and the U.S.
Well, the problem is still Trump's fault because he had...
We just got slapped with a leather glove.
I didn't get slapped.
Twice. You know what I'm saying.
No, it's important to make that distinction because I'm not responsible for the war in Afghanistan. I've opposed it since it started, as far as I remember. I was pretty young then, but... I don't recall being pro-war at any point in my life, and
no, I didn't get slapped either, Harry. But as a country, we got punked, and our own leadership did it to us.
They're not my leadership, man.
And neither. I didn't vote for that chump.
Well,
there ain't no way in
hell
I'll ever vote for China Joe.
To be fair, I'm happy that Biden ended the war in Afghanistan. It should have been ended under Barack Obama. It should have been ended. It should have never started. But
was the vice president under Barack Obama. He was all up in there.
I understand that. But all of these presidents had opportunities to end the war in Afghanistan. You can say it's solely Joe Biden's fault, and, you know, sure, Joe Biden was the president who made those decisions. However, Trump was president for 4 years and could have made different decisions that could have sped up the withdrawal and chose not to.
I've called him before and we've talked about this. We dropped the Twin Towers. This is all a CIA operative thing.
I didn't drop the Twin Towers.
No, our government.
They're not my government.
They purport
to be.
The royal we, darling. You got to understand acronyms. All right.
I understand that, you know, you want to identify me with the American government, or you want to identify yourself with the American government and with the ideas of nationalism and maybe American pride or something like that. But I don't have any association with any of that. The U.S. government is them. It's not me. And it's not we. It's them. And they're horrifying warlords who are trying to take as much power as they can over anything and everyone.
And if you were in Afghanistan, you would not be able to exist as you stand today on the radio talking to me.
No, I leave places like that. That's why I came here from Mississippi, and that's why I would have fled to the United States from Afghanistan.
And there's people trying to do that now. And the last sanctions, there was a northern alliance. And that was the first one our government made a deal with, and they fell. And that's where our Americans now are standing with the planes. And it's horrible.
I mean, it is horrible. I will definitely give you that. But our government didn't do that. My government didn't do that. The U.S. government did that.
No, Joe Biden did that.
And he's the U.S.
and
government.
Overlords. He can't finish a sentence by himself.
But Trump didn't
have
overlords?
We are dealing with the New World Order. We are dealing with the New World Order.
Is your contention that Biden has puppet masters, but Trump didn't?
I would say that would be a very accurate anachronism, I believe.
I'm pretty sure that Trump was dealing with the same puppet masters that Biden is.
Well, no, Trump was the only politician we've had in there that was not a career politician. He was not swamp saturated.
No, but he did nothing
about
Clinton.
These guys all spend they spend 40 years trying to crawl to the top of the ladder.
Hold on, you're incorrect there. He was absolutely swamp saturated. He's been dealing with politicians throughout his entire career, relying on the state to keep his businesses alive as he, you know, bankrupted people and bankrupted himself and, defrauded people with Trump University and stuff like that. He's been swimming in the swamp his entire life. He may not have been one of the
Trump
lifeguards
University,
of the swamp
I
like
agree.
A politician.
Trump University was a stain upon him. And, you know, he came from wealthy people. But,
sure.
But
he's been buddying up with politicians his entire life.
He didn't come from politics, dude.
But he did.
He didn't come from politics.
He was in the swamp
He had to play in the pool just to get his work done.
But he didn't play in the pool. He dove head first into the swamp. There's a huge difference.
And he did. And look what he did. He got gas down from $4 a gallon to $1.50.
I don't think
so. And
Trump
then
go
come in and
that.
Shut it all down.
I don't think Trump had anything to do with that, Major Payne, and I think you're giving the president too much credit. A lot of these, I mean, Bill Clinton is also credited with, you know, the largest economic growth in history, but that happened as a result of the creation of the internet and it becoming more and more popular and more widespread. Bill Clinton couldn't have caused that or done anything to prevent it if he had wanted to. But thank you so much for the call tonight, Major Payne. We also have Bad Slave calling. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Arya. Thank you for taking my call. I have to agree with Major Payne a little bit. You and I are on the same page as Washington, D.C. being a crap hole and needs to end, okay? Was there a California politician that said that one of the few conservative ones that said that they want the federal government to be small enough to, you know, drown in the bathtub. That's what I agree with. But
I don't want it to exist at all. And if it's going to exist, I don't want to be forced to swear fealty to it.
Well, I'm on, like I say, I'm on that same page. I haven't voted for a president since Nixon. I did vote for Nixon because I was not as informed as I am now. But I voted third party the whole time in the interim. And then I, you know, gave up, politics altogether in 2004. Got rid of my voter registration. But here's the deal with Trump. Trump was attacked almost on all sides, you know, while he's trying to figure out a way to get out of Afghanistan. He was stopped by the, you know, the powers that be.
Bad Slave, I'm sorry I have to cut you off. I mean, that's it for tonight's show. We're online in the meantime. You can find us at freetalklive.com. Whatever the case is, Trump was the commander-in-chief, ultimately in charge of the military. I don't think anyone could have stopped him if he had actually tried. But maybe I'm wrong. You can join me and chat more about this at social.freetalklive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.